Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B. Another episode on this ROTPOD. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for listening to this quick update of tech games, movies, and whatnot. So thanks again for sharing, downloading, streaming, however you listen to the Rot Pod. Thanks again, and let's keep this show going. So the first story, Creed. If you guys watch Creed, pretty good movie. I watched it, watching it in theaters with my family. Pretty good movie. They are going to be doing a sequel, and it's going to be opening in theaters in 2017. Almost 2 years? It's almost 2 years. So November of 2017 is when they're planning to reveal it in theater. So Creed, if you guys like the movie Creed, they did good. That's all I can say. They did good. There's no problems with that, even with Rocky in there. Just the way they did the story and how they spun it off to Creed's the son of Creed, the son of the guy. What was the guy's name? Oh, I forgot the guy's name. Creed. What's his first name? I forgot. But it was the third movie, right? Rocky 3, Creed. So Creed 2 coming November 2017. Steam, if you guys ever heard of Steam, the client to download games on your PC or Mac, both platforms, they had a sale, winter sale, this past winter, November, I think it was the end of November through all the way December and then up to January 4th. So there were some sales that were going on the Steam, and they had a bunch of sales from like 40 cents to $2 on good games, which was pretty cool. And I don't know if you're gonna laugh about this, but I did have two games in my cart on the Steam client. I did have two games in my cart. One was 99 cents and the other was for $1.99. And they were pretty good games, racing games. So I was going to get them, but I forgot all about them. So I didn't get to, I sort of got to experience the Steam sale deals. So if you got to download some games, some low price games from Steam, good. That's good. So good deal, good deals. So they're thinking about having some more deals this summer for the Steam sale again. So there's always sales. There's always good games on sale. And yeah, I'll be sure to mention it here. But for now, the no more sales a big sale coming till summer. This summer, 2016. OMG, is 2016, people. 2016, happy new year. And I just saw this headline right now. There is going to be about 67 characters in the Avengers Infinity War. OMG. 67 characters from superheroes, villains, and from the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. 67 characters. I don't know if I know them all. I probably don't know them all. But it should be pretty interesting to see what people say about that. 67 characters. Avengers Infinity War coming soon. Not really soon. It's like two more years. 2018, and I believe Infinity War is going to be part one and part two. So the first one's going to be 2018. The next one's going to be 2019. So they're shooting it back to back. Back to back champion. Back to back money makers. 2018, 2019. Pretty cool. And this says, watch the first minute of X-Files revival. What? X-Files, they are revived. They have been revived. So I guess starting this month, the 24th, X-Files is coming to your TV, your television set, your television box, your flat screen, your plasma. Speaking of plasma TVs, LEDs, flat screens. Did you guys get any TVs for Christmas? Flat screens, curved screens? Curved screen from the last episode. And here's just a quick update. iOS 9.3 from the Apple products. It says it will let you dim the display's blue light to help your brain shift towards sleep, because everybody needs a good night's sleep. It says promise. Apple promises you guys. Promise. They promise you. They promise you from the bottom of their hearts. that they will help you get a good night's sleep with this new update in iOS 9.3. Dim displays blue light to help your brain shift towards sleep. What? Here's one on hashtag gaming. This year, 2016, January 3rd to the 10th. Awesome Games Done Quick. It's an organization that they do to help donate to different people. And this one, they donated to the Cancer Foundation. They donated $1.6 million to the Prevent Cancer Foundation, all because they were doing a quick run, a speed run. I don't know if you know what a speed run is called for gaming, but it's basically you get a game, and from the beginning to the end, you do a speed run. You go through the game as fast as you can with it wouldn't really be called cheats, but more like glitches and shortcuts, that type of shortcut. So it wouldn't really be called cheating. Cheating would be something like using codes at the beginning of the game to unlock like unlimited lives or unlimited life, unlimited health. So those type of unlimited possibilities would be cheating. But this one is you're running through the game, and if you find a shortcut through a wall or whatnot, you find a glitch, and it leads you faster and more quicker to the ending, then those type of speed runs are good. They're legal, I should say. But anyway, this organization, Awesome Games Done Quick, that's the name of the organization that donated $1.6 million to the Prevent Cancer Foundation. And it was just people just donating, watching them speed run through a bunch of games. And they just listed two of them, Splatoon and Bloodborne. So those are the only two that they mentioned, but it does mention that they did do some more other games, speed running on some other games. So if you want to check them out, they are on Twitter, at Games Done Quick. So check them out, see when their next speed run is, and you can watch these guys go through some speed runs on different games. So pretty good. And a while back, I watched a few people do some speed runs on Twitch. If you guys don't know which Twitch is, it's just a gaming viewing platform, sort of like YouTube, but it's all games, and you watch people play games, and they do different things with games, and all types of games, different games from Nintendo, all types of games. There's no limit. So I used to watch Mario. They do Mario 64 speedruns, and some of these glitches that they have going through walls and just going through walls to get the stars for Mario. It was pretty crazy. Some of this stuff you don't even know, and it's pretty cool. And running up walls where you couldn't usually run up walls. So some of these speedruns they're pretty good. And if you are into gaming and watching different ways of people playing games, it's pretty good to watch Twitch. Check it out. You can download the app or go on the web and watch people do different things, crazy things, interesting things, wow things, all kinds of things. And you probably noticed it everywhere on the social media, but the Powerball jackpot is $1.3 billion this week, this coming Wednesday. $1.3 billion. That could be in your pocket on Wednesday. OMG, Powerball, woohoo! What would you do with $1.3 billion? Of course, it wouldn't be the whole $1.3 billion because of taxes and whatnot and fees and all that crazy government money-taking stuff. But the Powerball is at $1.3 billion. Get a Powerball right now. And the one thing that we're going to do for work this coming Wednesday is we are going to pitch in maybe about so many dollars each to buy tickets. And just more, little bit, just a tiny bit from how many tickets are going to be sold. But just a tiny bit more tickets on our side, if you know what I mean. Odds. Just a tiny bit more better odds than buying tickets on your own. So let's see what comes of that. And here's something, tech, hashtag TECH, hashtag techs. If you know the new Intel Skylake Skylake, Intel Skylake processor, CPUs, these little chips that do all the hard work on your computer, inside your computer. Computer. Well, these new Intel Skylakes, they sort of have a bug. They do have a bug, I guess. They've been freezing under tough loads, I should say. If they're being worked so much, they are starting to freeze. So Intel is addressing these issues, and they will probably they said they're addressing it, but when it usually comes to CPU problems and it's freezing, it most likely could be software. So like the BIOS, you know, when you turn on the computer and the first things that come up is press F2 to enter BIOS setup, or press F8 to enter recovery. That first screen that comes up, those letters that come up, that part, that's the that's the option to enter your BIOS setup. So usually it's that needs to be updated. That's the thing that needs to start working for your CPU to read everything else. So, but for you tech people out there, Intel Skylake is getting some bugs, and hopefully it gets fixed. Hope you like this quick update, tech gaming, movies. I actually did some movies. Yay! Update. And there'll be more coming. So if you want me to talk about, mention something else, help you with anything, you have questions, comments, whatever, send me some feedback, people. 2016, be doing more podcasting, different places, different areas. I hope you guys liked the last episode where I was inside a store. I don't know if you guys figured out what store it was, but this I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews, a lot of out of the Rock Pod Studio podcasting. So that's the one thing that I would like to do, and it sounds fun. So next time, hopefully I won't be by myself. I'll try and have somebody with me or talk to somebody. And I did listen to it, so just to get the audio bugs out. But it sounded pretty good, except for the little handling the mic. You kind of get that little rubbing, tapping sound on the mic. So that I'll for sure fix just a little bit, because you know, you're walking around and you're holding a mic and whatnot. So, or if you guys have any suggestions, like I said, feedback, please send the feedback. I'll be here. Mr. B, ROTPOD, and I'm going to be doing different things this year. Just fun things, interesting things, different things. There's a lot of tech, gaming, movies, podcasts out there, and I like talking about it. I want to do more. I want to help people, but I want to try and do it a different way. And just try and be different. So just spontaneous episodes, spontaneous podcasting, spontaneous recording I'll be doing. And if you want to help, if you want to join, if you know anybody, just shoot me an idea. And always thanks for downloading, streaming, sharing. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.